From the journal Human Reproduction comes word that we should reset our biological time clocks. Women's are ticking a little faster than we thought, and men should be hearing the tick-tock of their declining fertility, too. Dr. David Dunson of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences in North Carolina is the lead author of the American-Italian study that was published today. Dr. Dunson, first, what do we know about the fertility of women of different ages that we didn't know before?
Well, before it was thought that women's fertility started to decline in the 30s, and it's commonly believed in the general public that fertility doesn't decline until the later 30s, and then maybe it's a sharp decline. What we actually showed in our study is that there's a gradual decline from the late 20s throughout the 30s. This is actually consistent with what was commonly believed among many fertility researchers, but there wasn't any real hard evidence to show it definitively.
And men?
In men, what actually happens, based on our data, is that there's a decline starting at age 35, which is pretty dramatic decline at age 35. In earlier studies, there was one study that showed a decline in the 30s, but it had a number of methodological problems. It's very difficult to study fertility due to confounding by intercourse behavior and differences in intercourse behavior between couples of different ages.
And how exactly did you conduct this research to come up with these results?
The nice thing about our studies, it's both a large study in that we had data from almost 6,000 menstrual cycles and close to 800 couples, and we also had very detailed information on what was going on in each menstrual cycle. We had intercourse records relative to an identified ovulation day, so we were able to adjust for differences in intercourse behavior between different groups and actually estimate day-specific probabilities of conception given intercourse on different days relative to ovulation, which can tell you about the fertile interval.
And you're sure there's no problem here, like people in their 30s keep better records than people in their 20s?
Well, you can never rule out a problem like that, but I'd really doubt that there was a systematic difference between people in the 30s and in the 20s in how accurate records they kept. In addition, given the specificity of the estimates that we have, if you had some sort of systematic bias like that, you wouldn't have expected the estimates to show such a nice pattern with age, where the fertile interval was very similar, but there's just a gradual shifting down in the estimates with age.
Now, having a smaller chance of getting pregnant during the fertile interval, if there's intercourse, that would mean that it would take more months, more menstrual cycles, before a couple could succeed in getting pregnant. It doesn't mean that they have a higher risk of never getting pregnant, does it?
That's correct. We're not saying that couples in their 20s, that the number of those who can never get pregnant who have or might have zero probability of getting pregnant in a menstrual cycle, the number of those, we haven't shown that that's gone up. We're actually showing that the probabilities goes down. And this decrease in the probability of pregnancy is going to result in an increase in the amount of time it takes to get pregnant.
Dr. Dunson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. David Dunson of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences at the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina is the lead author of a study on age and fertility in the journal Human Reproduction.